This, of course, is Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason on the phone line to take up the overnight trade and the expectations for the rest of the day at the CME Group in Chicago is Bill Mayer. He's at Strategic Farm Marketing right here in Champaign County. Good morning to you, Bill. Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me about overnight trade, and then we'll discuss a bit about the cash market and maybe some crop insurance.
So far this morning, I think we were overnight, and now we've seen the outside markets kind of influencing thing. We've kind of seen as we've changed things here a little bit this morning on the dollar and that, and it's gained some strength. The grain markets have turned around, kind of went lower, or we're higher most of the night. So it just seems like we're continuing this trend here that we've had where the outside markets are influencing things, and as we see some changes in the gold and the dollar and the crude, we kind of see that reflected in the grain side of things.
And at this hour, futures are about, 3 cents lower on the corn, nearly the same in the soybeans.
Yeah.
Wheat futures taking some heavier losses, not big, but heavier.
Down about six and a half.
Yeah, so as you take a look at this and you think about the crop insurance setting month, and I think we're now at on an average of, $4.12, I think, on the December contract for the month. We're not very early in. Does it give you any cause to consider options, not options themselves, but options that farmers might use in the coming year to protect themselves and their growing corn crop?
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't think any change that we've seen here in the prices at this point really reflect on the crop insurance, other than I think we're going to have, relatively low prices compared to the last few years. And that probably means that the premium cost will be somewhat less because your guarantee is going to be less. So I think you probably try to maximize your guarantees and, you compare that to maybe what, cost to the 80% cost you last year, maybe compared to what the 85% cost you this year. I think that's kind of the way a guy's got to look at it just from a basic point of view right now.
And do you have a different version for soybeans? Now we're looking at least at this point, a $9.58 average, and there's much more bearish tension, I think, in the soybean market.
Yeah, I kind of think, and we talked last night when we had our panel, I still think we're kind of debating the acres here a lot, and I'm not sure that we don't see some support, and part of what we saw earlier in the week, whenever we get down to some support levels here that we see the buyers kind of come in, and I don't want to use the term, it's probably overused, buying acres, but I do think there is some awareness in the trade that what happens here in February certainly has some effect on what guys end up planning here from the standpoint of guarantees and their floor coverage.
Speaking of our panel last night, I think it went very well, and we'll have another one again next week. We'll be where? In Galesburg at
Galesburg.
Knox Agri Center there. So I'm looking forward to that. Thanks for taking the time with us this morning, Bill.
Thanks, Todd.
That, of course, is Bill Mayer. He's with Strategic Farm Marketing. They're sponsoring a series of events that involve WILL. This next one for them is that the Knox Agri Center in Galesburg, Illinois. That's free, open to everybody. Starts at 6:30 with a little crop insurance meeting. Then we'll have Kurt Kimmel, Bill Mayer, and Chip Nellinger with us. Chip, by the way, will be in Joliet tomorrow. I know he's on the Farmland Forum earlier in the morning. And then we'll have a panel there, too, with Matt Bennett, Chuck Shelby, and Gary Schnitke at the Chicago Farmers Farmland Forum in Joliet tomorrow morning. That one does cost $75 to get into, but it's the whole forum, and that's a day-long event. Your $75 includes the lunch at the noon hour. So if you want to come, that's open, and everybody should come. Check out chicagofarmers.org or just our website at willag.org.